Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you so share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? ¿Hablo español? Buenas noches.
Hi. Yes, I'm registered.
You are registered. And thank you, ma'am, very much. We're just conducting a study, okay? We're not selling anything. You are registered to vote.
Do you know how long it will take?
The most 5 to 7 minutes. I will speed it up, okay? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what year were you born? Just a year.
2001.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you are registered to vote, right? You said?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. This is just a study, and I'm glad we're going to include your response. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I know. I will vote.
Certain, almost certain, or probably?
Certain.
Okay. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If you have to pick one issue that it concerns you the most, what would be the one? The economy, inflation, the work, the violence?
Probably the price of education.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. It should be your concern, yeah. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And moving right along. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you have to choose today.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Now, regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, for 0 to 100, what number will you give him?
70.
Okay, and Mr. Donald Trump?
80.
Okay, thank you. Now, continuing. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Rubén Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Gallego.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more?
Donald Trump.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you. And can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. We strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens. Same question, same options. Agree or disagree or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rate. Same question, same options?
Somewhat agree.
And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same questions, same options?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I'm going to read you right now the list of about different kinds of immigrants. And can you please tell me for each one whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Same question, same options.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Now, you agree or disagree that President Biden should take action to protect them? Strongly, somewhat? Yes, ma'am?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree or neither?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Oh, somewhat. Thank you. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. And now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Now, President Biden enacted that program. Will that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or it makes no difference?
More likely.
Okay, much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference when it comes to your support for him?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions, same options.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same questions, same options?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, makes no difference.
Somewhat more.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat more, much less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done, okay? Now, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
What was the neutral one?
Somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned that Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who are living in the United States for over a decade. How does that make you feel? Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Probably somewhat. Somewhat concerned. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Didn't hear anything.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you feel very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Okay, very concerned. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
Very.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver them once they won. How does that make you feel? Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which one comes closer to your own view? First one or second one?
Probably the second one.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat closer? Okay. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Mr. Jr., okay. Thank you. And the best that you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, a co-worker. Yes, a friend. Yes, a family member. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no?
Yes, I prefer not to specify.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use the application of WhatsApp, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Instagram, Fox News Channel or website, OAN, Newsmax, YouTube, Facebook, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Univision, Telemundo, or none of the above? On a typical week, what do you use to get your news?
Man, I don't really look at the news that much. Probably just Just the local news on TV.
Okay, let me see here. What do we have? This Telemundo TikTok Spanish programs. Okay, I don't have the local news. Instagram, website channel, YouTube, mm-hmm. Facebook, Spanish language radio programs. No. TikTok, Univision, Telemundo. That's local, right? Or no? I don't have
I don't
local
use
news.
Spanish.
I have.
You have CNN?
Yeah, CNN, MSNBC. Okay, we picked that one so we can move right along. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions just for a statistical purpose only. For which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Central America.
And that would be El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Belize, Costa Rica?
Guatemala.
Thank you, ma'am. And believe me, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad you're going to school, you know, and participated in this kind of research. Now, when you were you were born in the United States, mainland, and the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States.
United States. Thank you. And were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country.
Another country, okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English? More English than Spanish? Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English? Always Spanish or something else?
More English than Spanish.
Okay. Okay, Spanish. More English than Spanish. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what? How do you consider yourself?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. And do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? How do you feel?
Probably Republican.
Republican, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you feel?
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, vocational, or technical school, some college, associate's degree, four-year college?
Four-year college.
Four-year college. Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Christianity.
Okay. And just strictly for verification purpose only. Sorry, here we go. You say Christianity, right? Christian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me write this down real quick, okay? And just for strictly for verification purpose only, can you please tell me just your first name so for my supervisor?
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study, so we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time, Andrea. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.